Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We knew that as we get closer to the 2025 NBA draft, there's going to be more news, rumors, and things surrounding the Chicago Bulls. This time, we have some trade news from Jeff Weinbach in regards to the Bulls potentially being in on a Bradley Beal trade. I don't like that. And we probably also have updates from Brett Siegel and more on the Bulls' supposed draft plans. We're going to talk about it all and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go and get into this content for today, y'all. And according to Jake Weinbach, this guy who writes for Fanside, he's also been featured on ESPN and in NBC Sports as well. He talks about the Chicago Bulls potentially being in on a Bradley Beal trade. Now, while I do not like this news at all, I want to be very clear on this. We are here to cover the news. But it does say this, that according to Jeff Weinbach, the Chicago Bulls could be an intriguing option if Beal is waiving his no trade clause, saying this: the Bulls are a potential landing spot for Bradley Beal, as the Suns actively explore avenues to part ways with the three-time All-Star. Beal does have a no-trade clause in his contract, but Phoenix is reportedly preparing to offload the veteran, whether that's through trade or a record-breaking buyout this season. Hearing that, this isn't the first time we've heard that the Bulls could be interested as a team to be that third team. Now, my question is this: what do the Suns have to offer the Chicago Bulls? Because the Bulls can't possibly look at Bradley Beal as a huge acquisition for them that moves the needle for them. So you would think that that means that it's a salary dump. And if it's a salary dump, with the Bulls using some of their expiring contracts to get Bradley Beal here, you better be willing to pay the piper. And that's the unfortunate part in all of this, is that there is nothing that the Phoenix Suns have remotely to me that the Bulls should be interested in. And as far as assets. Now, if you're talking about players, I still don't even really see that when it comes down to it. So it's like, what is this? And this is where it gets to. We know we report on everything here at Chicago Bulls Central. If news drops, we drop. It's simple to keep everybody abreast of what's going on. But Bradley Beal has $53 million contract. If the Bulls used all their expiring contracts, the $61 million that they have, or most of those, to get Bradley Beal in here, that would include leaving and losing some players that we do like. Now, is Patrick Williams part of the deal? Is Javon Carter part of the deal? What's happening there? That's the big question when it comes down to all of this for me. And the Bradley Beal aspect of it, I don't like. He has 2 years left on his deal. He has a player option for the 2026-27 season. So keep in mind, when they say record-breaking buyout, it's going to be record-breaking, because Bradley Beal has no incentive with the no-trade clause to give up too much money on a buyout. And that's over $110 million still owed for Bradley Beal. I don't want that. No, I'm not interested. When you look at anything that they could potentially offer, I'm good on that. Let's look at their draft picks that they can offer. They have the 2026, their own pick there. They can't move that right now. Well, I guess they can now because they've reacquired their own first-round pick, so they may be able to actually move that one. I don't know how the rules work on that one, reacquiring your own first-round pick in the same year that you draft, so fact check me on that one. The Cavs own their pick in 2027. They do now have a pick from the Houston Rockets in 2027 as well. Cavs have their pick again in 2029. They have a Houston Rockets pick in 2029. I don't want none of this. So I get it that teams are looking at it and trying to find a team that makes sense as a third team. The Bulls have the expiring salary to get it done, but I look at this and I say no. Like, even if you were to include Nikola Vucevic, which is $20 million, Patrick Williams, which is another $20 million, right, to get that off your books, yeah, that gets you $40 million way. You still need $13 million more dollars, right? While the Bulls do have a little room to where they can absorb more salary than they send out, which would create a trade exception, that is an option there. So, I mean, are you willing? And let me throw this to Bulls fans. If it meant getting off Nikola Vucevic's contract, which the Suns reportedly do want a center, even if they draft one, maybe they want a veteran center. If it came down to getting off Patrick Williams' contract, which P. Will does have 4 years left, you'll only be paying Bradley Beal for two more years. But if it came off Vooch, P. Will, Javon Carter, you get no picks back in that at all. Well, you send out no picks, but you get back maybe a 2027-28 first. Would you be willing to do that? To take on Bradley Beal's contract, is that enough? A first-round pick for Bradley Beal? Would they have to include multiple? Do you want some seconds? Because I think the Phoenix Suns are in a spot now where maybe they'd be willing to move some first because reportedly they value win-now players more than first-round picks. So maybe that's the case. But if you get into talking about Io or Kobe, for Bradley Beal, I may very well smack Arturis Karnasova's mama if that's what we're talking about here. But let me know what you guys think on that one. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm...
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
I'm crazy. You guys can let me know how you feel on that one down below. But you know, we do have a number of updates as well with rumors from Jake Fisher and Brett Siegel in regards to what the Chicago Bulls could be potentially trying to do at this trade deadline. Brett Siegel reported this. Multiple sources have also relayed intel about Chicago exploring the possibility of moving up in this year's draft should Bailey be passed on by the 76ers or another team that trades up with the third pick. How the Bulls could possibly move up to from the 12th pick to have a chance at selecting Bailey would be the ultimate question should the Rutgers star fall. And that's a question when it comes down to it. Now, this isn't the first time that we heard that the Bulls are interested in Ace Bailey. Now, this is a new report that came out today, so this is not regurgitation of an old one. This is him reiterating that interest is still there, and the interest should be there. Draft night comes. AK should be on the phone to see if he can move up and get Ace Bailey. I said it before. Every pick that Ace Bailey falls, if he falls past 3, if he falls past 4, if he falls past 5, if he falls past 6, every pick that he falls, AK should be on the phone with the team that has that pick and see if it's a realistic chance of them moving up, acquiring that pick to draft Ace Bailey. Would not be mad at that at all. The Bulls should stay very active in regards to get that done, but will they? That's the question that lies here, and I just don't see the Bulls having the assets unless a team does value Kobe White and the number 10, I'm sorry, and the number 12 to then move up to get Ace Bailey. Now, maybe that's a chance to happen there. I, for one, would love to add Ace Bailey to Kobe and having Modest Bouzelis there. But again, maybe that's not how the Bulls view it. I am not mad at the Bulls trying to add a talent that should be in the top 3 or top 4 in this draft and seeing they have an opportunity to move up for them. I'm never going to be mad at that. That would be a level of aggression from this front office that we just typically do not see. So sign me the hell up if that's what the Bulls are trying to do. I would commend the Chicago Bulls for trying to actually move up and do something like this. I want to be clear there. But I just don't think that it's likely. And I don't want to make it seem like it's likely to you guys. And then you see it and it doesn't happen. But I'm glad that the Bulls are still planning on being aggressive on draft night. I do love that the Bulls are hitting the phones to see what they can do to move up. They also go to that the Bulls are still looking at trade up opportunities overall as well in this draft. There are several rumors in regards to the Bulls calling up and trying to move, trying to make a big splash in this draft, whether it is just Ace Bailey or other players. I do like to hear that the Bulls are at least aggressive. Now, of course, most Bulls fans, myself included, are going to say, it's great that you're doing. What are you going to actually get done? And that's what it ultimately comes down to. What do you actually get done to actually improve this basketball team? It's good that you're trying to take your shot, but if you don't hit on that, that does not excuse to be inactive after that point. You still need to be trying to improve this basketball team. So we'll see what's going to happen there. One player, though, that it seems like the Bulls are not in on absorbing and taking on their salary cap, Brett Siegel talks about this. The Bulls are not currently chasing Porzingis, league sources say, although some rival teams have been openly wondering if the Bulls might. Chicago is known at the very least to be evaluating the overall state of its center rotation with Nikola Vucevic after a strong season, having been pursued as a trade target since last February in the season trade deadline, and now at 35, entering the final year of his $21.5 million contract. I hear it, and we do know that Vooch is probably one of the most likely Bulls to be moved if the Bulls do find something. Now, they go on to mention here as well that it still may be a possibility for Vooch to be included in a Jonathan Kuminga signing trade, which reportedly the Bulls still are circling as well. But when it all comes down to it, we'll see what's going to happen. I still think that it's likely that Nikola Vucevic is still in a Bulls uniform when the season starts. Now, how long into that season does he remain in the Bulls uniform? That remains to be seen, because I think at the trade deadline, if the Bulls should be willing, because he's an expiring contract and you're probably not bringing him back, you should get any assets that you can for Nikola Vucevic without just letting his contract expire. That's my personal opinion. We'll see what the Chicago Bulls end up and how they end up viewing it. But it seems like 24 hours or so, a little over 24 hours before the draft, the Bulls still are very active and at least trying to make something happen. But again, do not confuse activity with accomplishment. They actually have to get something done before we can acknowledge it as them accomplishing any goddamn thing, at least in my opinion. But you guys, as always, can let me know how you feel and what you think on that down below. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullcentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I liked in every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.